first Dewey I've ever seen. Dewey from Malcolm in the Middle? I used to call my brother Dewey. That's funny. Hey, is Dewey in today?
He is. He's listening, buddy. Matt, take a message, or would you like
yeah,
to
yeah, of course. Yeah, my name's Pete. I'm at the Bank of Cardiff. I was trying to circle back here with Dewey on some financing he did with Regions Bank. Is he the only one who handles that? Should I talk to him?
I mean, you know, I do like a lot of the company banking and payroll myself, but...
Maybe you can help me out then.
Maybe.
Yeah, okay, so what you guys do with Regions Bank in 2013? Did you do some kind of business loan with them?
Yeah, we did. We closed that account out. We went on to a different bank. He's had a few accounts there with the other bank for about 20-something years or whatever, and I guess he just kind of moved all of them there.
Yeah, I got you. Well, you guys did have some really good lending history with them, and you have some good credit as well with the business. So, we're at Bank of Cardiff. We actually got you a pre-approval for $250K for some, additional equipment financing and some working capital, too. That's unsecured. Do you have anything you can do with that? Anything on the shopping list right now?
Quite honestly, you know, he's kind of gotten away from all that, and he's kind of, you know, we're pretty much just working on a income cash capital basis off our jobs for right now. We've downsized a lot just from what the economy's done so far. It's starting to pick back up a little bit right now, but we're really not looking to get into anything like that right now at the moment.
Yeah, I totally got you. Is there a time of year when you guys do, you reevaluate, or is it more like organic, as needed?
Yeah, it's more organic, and I would say probably more, instead of like a kind of a semi-annual trend, we kind of go like maybe every 2 or 3 years or something like that, you know.
We're
a lot better off than we were 3 years ago. But we're not as good as we were 6 years ago, anywhere close. You know, we were doing $25 million worth of business about 5 to 6 years ago, and dropped down to under $1.5 million, and just now started picking it back up to get a little bit over the $2 million mark on business. So,
holy crap, that's a big drop-off.
Yeah, it's a huge drop-off. And like I said, we had to downsize a lot and cut a lot of excess and just to survive and stay afloat, and now that we're kind of, things are picking back up a little bit now, I guess we're not looking to load the much right now at the moment.
Yeah, you don't want to sink the ship right as you're getting back up above water. I got you.
Exactly.
What do you guys do? You do commercial work, or are you just residential, or?
We're predominantly it's technically commercial, but we mostly do like multifamily, like apartments and stuff like that. So it's not residential on the scale of like a person's house, but we might do like a 300 or 400 unit apartment complex.
Oh, okay.
You know, a lot of it's insurance funded, like fire damage predominantly. It used to be storm damage when they had the hurricanes and all that, so they haven't had that many in recent years, but. It's typically most of our big work comes from insurance related work and stuff of that nature.
Well, yeah, hopefully hurricane season hits you guys a little harder this year.
Yeah, we hope more for property damages covered by insurance. You know, we don't want anybody,
Yeah, you don't want to get hurt. Just some property damage, right? Good old insurance work.
For the affected victims, So, we like the win-win out of it if possible for, the property owners as well as ourselves, so.
Yeah, storm hits, they get to stay in a hotel for a few months, you get to fix their house, it's a win-win, insurance loses.
Well, as much as you pay in there all the time, I think
they never lose.
Pretty good, they can stay in a shell out some every now and then, I think,
Yeah, right? It's not fair. They only take in money if nothing happens. They just sit back on their big golden thrones there at Farmers Insurance and all them. Yeah, I know.
Exactly.
It's only fair, right? It's only fair.
Right, and you know, they got like these weather forecasting models. You know, they can tell when storms going to hit certain areas and all that, and they buy futures and lumber stock. So they make money off the materials.
What assholes.
Yeah. And then they go up on everybody's insurance anyway because of having to pay out. It's just the biggest, I don't know. I mean, it's just...
I wish I thought of that.
It's amazing what goes on with them and you know, so...
I didn't even know that.
It doesn't hurt my feelings a bit, you know, so...
yeah, you might as well... I shoot you an email, keep it on file. You know, if anything, you know, out of the ordinary comes, you guys get slammed with extra work out of the blue, you know, give us a call if you need to. We do, you know, the working capital, we get you about 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales as unsecured cash, but you can take out as much as you want. You know, it's kind of like a line of credit, but it is unsecured. So, yeah, if you're approved for 200 grand and you only need to use about 20 grand, like, you can easily do that, get a project done, and just settle it like that. So what's a good email I can shoot it to you?
Awesome, man. Well, and it's 858-779-0430. Is that the...
No, that's my direct is 858-225-2347, but I'll include that in the email I send you so you know how to contact me.
Okay. And what email do you have? Do you have my email on file?
No, I don't. I need that from you real quick.
Okay. I'm going to give you my personal. We're having a lot of updates going on with our site right now, so our site email's kind of not, our corporate email's not up, but you can get me at, my last name's Grogan. It's G-R-O-G-A-N, so it's Grogan Mike at Yahoo.
So Grogan Mike at Yahoo.com.
Got it, man.
All right, Mike, I'll shoot you a quick little message, and I'll circle back maybe towards the end of the summer, or if anything changes in between then, you can contact me.
Okay.
Sounds good.
What's your name again?
My name's Pete.
Pete. All right, Pete.
All right, take care. Take care, Mike.
Nice talking. Good talking to you, man.
Take care. Awesome. Bye.